the Second Vatican Council, in the great document on the Church in the Modern World, speaks about Christ like this. It says that Christ is the goal of human history, the point at which history and civilization converge, the center of the human race, the joy of every heart, and the answer to all the human heart's aspirations. That's a magnificent description of who Christ is. But when you begin to examine those words, you will see that we are still a long way from their being realized. And so the Spirit, who has always been there, we read in the book of Genesis that even at the very beginning it was he who hovered over the waters. The Spirit has always been at work, but he's been at work in a particular way since the first Pentecost. And tomorrow we will hear in the first reading at Mass this very dramatic account given in the Acts of the Apostles of what happened on the first Pentecost Sunday. And it is something that we really need to meditate upon, because it gives us a very good picture of the difficulties that Christians have to face in every generation. The disciples had gathered in the upper room, but they were there really in hiding. They had locked the doors, they'd drawn up the shutters. They were keeping their heads down because they really felt that it was quite possible that someone was going to come along, arrest them, and put them through all that they had witnessed that happened to Jesus on the first Good Friday. Oh, they were very frightened. They were also very confused. Then we read in Acts that suddenly there came a rushing, mighty wind which literally rocked the house in which they were sitting. And that wasn't a once and for all event. We live in Pentecost. Yes, we celebrate it at a particular moment in the liturgical year, but really we live in Pentecost. And the Spirit is always rocking the house in which we are sitting. And he has to do that because human beings love ruts. They love to be in safe and secure situations. And we've all experienced this, haven't we? We've all said sometimes, now, just leave me alone. I don't want to experience too much change. I'm happy the way things are, and so on. But the Spirit is never satisfied with situations like that. He is always coming and rocking the house in which we are sitting. Because you see, if we are sitting, then we are really not doing very much. And the Spirit's work is to make us get up and get on. And that, of course, has had manifestations in particular points of history, and particularly the church's history, one of which was God's grace in raising up Francis. So Francis comes along at a time when the church really needed a new Pentecost. And we all know how at the beginning of his conversion, Francis literally stumbled across this little broken down church on the outskirts of Assisi, as it was then, called San Damiano. The only thing of any worth in it was the crucifix that we have come to know so well. And as Francis stared at this lovely image, the crucifix spoke to him. Now, quite how that happened, we don't know, because this was a private moment for Francis. There wasn't anybody else there. So we don't really know quite what it means to say that the figure on the crucifix spoke to Francis. But certainly what he heard in his heart was, "Go and repair my church, which, as you can see, is falling into ruin." You must have heard this story countless times. Francis looked around and, being of a literal turn of mind, thought to himself, "Well, yes, that's true. This building that I found is falling into ruin." And so he set about repairing it. It would take a long time for him to come to realize that what was being asked of him was to rebuild the universal church. And so he becomes a central figure in church history. This very simple man, not a priest, just a youth, really, looking for some purpose in life, and suddenly, although he didn't realize it, he is being used by God to bring about a revolution. It would fall to him to bring the church back to its senses. A church which had become rather obsessed with what I call the three P's: power, privilege, and prestige.